Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with our Alan Schar talking. This morning, Alan, let's talk a little bit about the president and his reaction to the sentencing of Michael Cohen. He reacted angrily. The personal attorney, of course, called the fixer, Michael Cohen. He said Cohen failed him as his lawyer because he should have known about campaign finance law.
Well, obviously, the president is striking out in all kinds of different directions. He reverses himself time and time again. You know, it is a time when this president is really beginning to feel the pressure from all sides. You have the United States Senate slapping him on the hand over Saudi Arabia. You have his fights with Cohen, all his top advisors, Cohen and Flynn and all of these people, Manafort, everybody cooperating with the government. And he says, they're just doing it in order to save themselves. But these are his people, his very top people. Now, the idea that he would somehow separate himself from the very people that he hired, who are now testifying that he was in on it. And now there's new testimony, then the question as to whether or not Mr. David Pecker of the National Enquirer Group was in on it also and met individually with the president. That's what we're hearing this morning. I don't know if it's true or not, but it is extraordinary that you're now getting him sucked into the vortex of this hurricane. So he strikes out all over the place. This morning, as we're speaking, there is a question as to whether or not the General Motors plants in Michigan, remember Michigan, very important to his electoral victory, and other states are in play because he is so messed up in terms of his pathetic, and it really is pathetic, striking out at everybody, including all of his closest advisors, as I've said. So the rope is tightening, and that is the political rope, of course. I would never want to make any other kind of aspersion around his neck as we go forward.
I'm trying to keep track of these investigations, Alan. It's getting a little more difficult. The Mueller investigation, one. You've got the Trump inauguration spending under criminal investigation by federal prosecutors in Manhattan. And you have the issue of the committees tied to Trump for illegal donations from foreign powers.
Yeah, it really has become very hard to keep track of, because every time you think you've got something that you understand, something else is raised. You know, I think Trump has decided that you bluff it through no matter what happens, and you just keep bluffing, and you just keep talking, and you keep dealing, because that's what he is doing.
And what does this mean as we go down the road and the Democrats take over the House and this talk of possible impeachment?
Well, look, now we're going to see some things that we haven't seen up to now. For example, we're already hearing that the Democrats are going to get a hold of his tax returns. Now, he has not put a kibosh on the tax returns for no reason at all. Obviously, there's something there that he doesn't want you to see, and we're going to see it now. There's going to be investigations by several committees in the House of Representatives, and David, each of those will start relying on the subpoena power. Then it goes to the Supreme Court of the United States. These are some of the people who have been appointed by this very president. We will see whether or not the court thinks that one individual can be above the law and cannot be asked to provide materials or to provide whatever is being asked, like the tax returns.
Then you have, as a side story in all this, Maria Butina. This is the accused Russian agent. She's pled guilty now, acknowledging being a part of an organized Russian effort to infiltrate the National Rifle Association and the Republican Party on behalf of the Kremlin.
Well, Putin is a very dangerous man. I say that because he has his finger on his button on all of the obvious missiles at his disposal. You know, when guys like Putin and Trump start to get into trouble, there's always some kind of a major distraction. The Russians, of course, are saying that Butina was tortured in this country, which, of course, is ridiculous. She is in jail. Nobody likes to be in jail. And they're loosening up a little bit, letting her out a little bit. But nevertheless, she'll serve a little bit of jail time, I'm sure, and then will be deported back to Russia, from whence she came and who sent her.
And then there's Saudi Arabia, as you referenced earlier, and the Senate now voting to limit the war powers in Yemen, a rebuke to the Saudis, which would be the vote to withdraw military support for that war, as a reaction, really, to the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
Well, the Senate is showing that it has some decency in doing this, some respect for their own job titles and what they're supposed to be doing. The House, on the other hand, on his way out, Paul Ryan, who once thought he was going to be president of the United States, has been a disgrace, saying we're not going to even allow that proposal to come before the House of Representatives and then face the president with having to sign it or not. But the very fact that the Senate is doing this and showing that it has the ability to stand up to this president, even some Republicans, is extraordinary and a great move. You know, we do have a War Powers Act going way back to the 70s, David, and it has virtually never been invoked. And the United States Senate is now saying, okay, we're ready to move on this. And of course, the House doing its bidding of its master. Ryan and his master, Trump, have refused to even let this come up for a vote.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. Try to rest and come back, because you know we're going to be right here on Monday morning.
If the creek don't rise.